Aloha.
Hello and welcome. We are back from theballerlifestyle.com.
It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast.
Thank you very much for joining the show. Episode number 408. 408. We appreciate your patronage. Especially if you just found us via the Overcast app on your Android device. I won't judge you. I mean, I will, silently. Thank you to all the new listeners that clicked our sponsored ad on the Overcast app. Let us know what you think of the show. You can send us an email, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com, good or bad. Also, post a review. Can you review on Overcast? Post a review, a 5-star review on Overcast. Screenshot your review and send it to the email mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. You could win somebody's very expensive Waterford wedding crystal. Champagne flutes. Things are heating up with that. You can also call us 949-464-TBLS 8257. Get your voice on the show. We would love to hear from you. And if you are not already, we would love it if you joined, became a patron of the show via our Red Circle platform where all the bonus content goes. So we do this show here and then we do a bunch more, but you can't hear all that commercial free and a day early if you are not subscribed. It's $5 a month or $50 a year, or you can name your own, you can pay more if you'd like. But that's the barrier to entry is $5. I had a couple discussions with some guys this weekend looking for that friends and family discount. I don't have that. I can't offer you that. It doesn't exist. So just drop the $5 on it. There is a link in the show notes where you're listening right now, or you can go to theballerlifestyle.com and click the link at the top of the page. I am joined now, as always, by my good buddy Ed Daly. Ed, what's up?
And you can also, maybe I missed you saying it, you could drop a Ulysses Grant and you get it for the year. You get a bonus.
Yeah, totally. It's 2 free months. I think I fucked up by doing that. It should have been 1 free month.
Yeah, we're too good for 2 free months.
Yeah, it should be 55 for the year.
Speaking of good.
50. Yeah.
Went to the new Jackass.
Oh,
I just love those guys. I just love them.
I think I'm going to see it this week.
And it's exactly what you'd think.
Of course it is.
And they deliver. I mean, they deliver really every time.
I know.
And I saw somebody post the Rotten Tomatoes review. And the first Jackass movie was like 52 or something. It was like not good.
Really?
And each one, I've never known anyone to dislike Jackass.
Yeah.
I've never known anyone. And each one has crept up. And this one's like 80 something. Like, I think just over time, everyone realizes it's the best.
Yeah. I mean, it's maybe the first one, you know, it was a completely new genre of thing. So maybe people were a little confused and didn't know what to expect. But now we know Johnny and the boys are going to be bringing it.
Yeah. And I mean, I love Johnny Knoxville so much. As much as I love seeing him, I really hope that's it for him, because hearing his interview on Stern, like, and they show him getting hit by that bull and all the previews and stuff. He said he lost most cognitive ability for 3 months after that.
That's not good. Like, that's not good.
You got all the money, buddy. I mean, he's got a ton from being, he got points on these things.
Oh yeah.
So I don't want Johnny to do this anymore. He gets into a lot of shit.
Remember in the second Jackass, I think he smashed his urethra. He did like a motorcycle stunt and smashed his urethra. And for like, I want to say like a year, he had to, so it wouldn't close. He got it surgically fixed, repaired is the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
And then he had to catheterize himself every day, Ed. He had to slide a metal rod.
Doing that in your 30s.
Yes, down his dick to keep it from scarring up and closing forever. Like, that's, and he gets fucking almost killed by a bull. I mean, that's dedication.
Yeah. I mean, there's a ton of dicks in this one.
Yeah, that's great.
It's exactly what you want it to be. You know, you're not going to be surprised because you're like, well, this is what they've been giving me for decades now, but they deliver and you got to love them for it. Yeah. I got a text, from my buddy that I just was surprised. So, obviously, there are terms that have gone out of favor, like my football team, which picked a dumb name, but like the Redskins had to go, right?
Yeah.
But there are some things that I don't realize. And like, as you get older, you know, we realize certain things were not okay. I found out today, my buddy in a work setting brought up, like, you know, anything from the peanut gallery or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was called out for it.
What?
And said, peanut gallery is not the nicest term.
Why not?
Often the cheap seats for African Americans. Thus, it implies unwarranted feedback or persons. I mean,
no one knew that.
No one knew that. Like,
what happened? What happened to intent?
I mean, it's tough. I am all for, like, you know, some let's move forward and do this and try to be better, sure, or not insult people. But like, has anyone thought that? Has anyone thought, like, it's not like Redskins where everybody's like, well, this is undeniably offensive. Like,
right.
Peanut gallery.
No one gets the reference. If everyone has to be told that something is offensive,
right,
then it's not offensive.
Yeah. And so, I mean, if it's making fun of pores, I mean, that's kind of how America works. Like, that's all America does is try to run up the score on poor people.
Yeah, that's true.
But
that's absolutely true.
But like, I don't know. I mean, there are landmines everywhere.
What about like no more ring around the rosy? That probably is. That probably has been canceled. Or like all that, or all that stuff that has, like, you know, that's like about burning witches or whatever.
Right.
You know,
it's there's like, all kinds of weird shit like that.
All of those things have meanings. Like teams can't be called the Crusaders anymore, and all that shit. It's just like you can't fix it. You can't like shield your eyes from everything that exists. And most people don't know they don't know they're supposed to be offended.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think my buddy was canceled over it, but
right.
I just thought the person came in a little hot on him, telling him, like, you know, you're punching down there. I mean, it's just they actually use that. That's what they call when the guys are on the couch laughing at you and Jackass. They call them the peanut gallery. That's exactly what Johnny will say like 10 times throughout the movie.
Well, that's it for Johnny. We're done with him.
That's crazy, though.
The last we're going to hear from that dude. Sip of water. Anything else?
No, that's about it.
I'm trying. I've had something and I forgot to write it down. I don't know. Let's get into the sports aspect of the show.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give Hetero Life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my crew range, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own Troy on DVD.
I remembered. Wait, wrong button. I remembered the thing I was going to talk about. I went to the Clash at the Coliseum this weekend.
The Clash at the... I don't know what that is.
That's what it's called.
What is it?
That's the NASCAR race that they had on the infield of the LA Coliseum.
Isn't that too small?
You'd think. I was like, how are they going to do this? And it was pretty fucking small. But they did it. They raced 150 laps.
That's around crazy.
I mean,
I thought those tracks are like 3 miles long. I didn't realize.
Usually they're like a mile. Yeah.
Okay.
But they're short ones too, but not this short, I don't think.
So just turn, turn, turn.
It's basically all turns. Not a lot of passing, a few crashes, but it was interesting. You know, there was a lot of hardcore NASCAR fans there, Ed.
Yeah.
And I was reminded of something we talked about on this show. So they did, you know, it was a made for TV thing. I think it was on Fox or Fox Sports, whatever. Fox Sports One. Something to watch in between the AFC, NFC championship game, the Super Bowl.
Right.
And so it was, you know, it was real produced for TV. That our guy, Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide.
He was there?
He kicked off the festivities with a little show down at the peristyle end of the LA Coliseum. Then
been glowing that whole end of the stadium.
Absolutely. Also, it was probably 80 degrees, but that doesn't affect Mr. Worldwide. He had the leather jacket on, style for days.
What was more egregious, that or Tim Allen wearing the duster in the hot weather?
Tim Allen was not in the, he was on a train, which presumably was air conditioned, but it was, getting in and out of the train, it was 95 degrees outside. It was September. It was an insane choice. Pitbull was on camera, so he had to do his thing. You know, he had to look like
he's
Pitbull.
He's styling and profiling.
Right, exactly. So I would say I got to go Tim Allen getting his Sprite, or no, I think it was a water, in a leather jacket on a 95 degree day. But a couple things. So I was reminded of something we talked about on the show. They introduced all the drivers, and then the driver, because it's made for TV thing, the drivers would walk down the steps of the Coliseum and be, you know, to their car.
Okay.
And I don't fucking know any of these guys, you know, but I did know.
I probably don't know any anymore. Is Tony Stewart still doing?
No. The guy that murdered a guy?
Yeah, the guy who killed somebody.
No, I think he owns a team. He might be an owner.
Does Joe Gibbs still own a team?
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah.
So they're introducing drivers, and one of them was Kyle Busch, I think he's like the villain of the league, because everybody booed him. Like, he was being booed, and then he was like doing like a Ric Flair thing where he was like encouraging everybody to boo him and like mugging for the camera and stuff. He's real ugly. But it reminded me, remember that time he was dating that chick and they went through a very contentious breakup that I believe was being litigated. And it came out that she had told him that she worked as a CIA assassin. And that she would get dressed up on a Friday night and put on like a tight dress and be like, I'm going to be gone all night, but it's okay. Cause I'm out on a mission. I'm out doing murders.
This is a Chuck Barris situation, right?
Yeah. And he believed her. He's like, okay, honey. Yeah. I know you can't really talk much about your job, but you know, I get it. It's really important. The CIA needs female assassins out there just doing the Lord's work. I mean,
he watched too much Alias. He was like really thinking he was part of the whole.
Yes. I mean, that, how is that? And then I was the guys I was with, I was telling, I'm like, remember that? And they're like, no. And I'm like, are you kidding? That's crazy. That could happen. And that it's not like the first thing everyone says about you all the time.
I mean, if Michelle said that, I'd be like, all right, boys, I'd rather you're not home, but we're going to have to 5150 your mom.
Yes. What's, are you okay? Have you taken anything? Like, what is like, because you're right. It sounds like the person is in a psychotic break, which is what a normal person would think. Okay, here we go. So, oh, no, this is like an update. Hold on. We got to go back to the, who is Kyle Busch's one? Well, let's read the update here, because I would like to know what she's up to these days. You won't believe where, it's Kurt Busch. Shit. The brother. There's two Bushes. Wow. Same difference.
Yeah.
Kurt Busch's trained assassin ex-girlfriend is today. Kurt Busch met Patricia Driscoll by accident when the two were attending a function at Walter Reed Medical Center in 2011. The two immediately hit it off because they had already had something in common working with veterans. Blah, blah, blah. Fundraising. Okay, let's get back to, let's get down to the details. In January 2015, Kurt Busch faced Patricia Driscoll in court after she filed a protective order alleging that Busch assaulted her in his motorhome several months earlier. Busch stated that Driscoll had a background as a trained assassin who had experience. Oh, it's like a Sicario thing. Had experience killing drug lords via long range sniper rifles and close combat tactics, including the use of knives and fuck yeah, Ed, poison. Busch cited specific examples of her returning from missions in some cases with bruises.
Yeah, that's the likely scenario.
Yeah, I mean,
kept falling down the steps.
Yeah, in one incident, he said they were in El Paso, Texas, one evening when Driscoll left the hotel that night in camouflage and boots. She returned later to the hotel wearing a trench coat.
Oh my God!
Underneath, Driscoll wore an evening gown splattered with blood and other matter.
She at Rain City Jacks?
That's not hair gel, Ed.
She, you know what, this is like True Lies when Bill Paxton's character. Hey, please hold this briefcase for me. I've got a secret mission. I'll be back tomorrow.
Yes. How crazy is that? Like, is Kurt Busch okay? I didn't realize it was the other Bush, but still, same difference.
Yeah, I mean,
similar DNA.
Who knew? Who knew there's a difference?
Here's the other thing, and then we'll get to the Super Bowl props. This was a NASCAR event. We got there maybe like, I don't know, maybe like half hour before before they dropped the flag.
Is that what they say? How long is the event?
So it wasn't very long because the track was so short. It was 150 laps, but a lap took 14 seconds.
Oh my God.
So here's the other thing. There was a halftime, I guess, because it was a made for TV event.
Right. I don't think regular events have halftime.
Right. I've never heard of that. So they ran 75 laps and then the cars pulled into the pits and the pits were like just the middle. It's all like kind of ran, you know, right. Pulled off to the middle. And then Ice Cube did like four songs.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Yeah, it was pretty good. But we got there like, I don't know, 30 minutes before it kicked off. Out of beer.
What?
Every single stand we went to was completely 100% sold out of beer.
Did they have like some janky things like, I don't know, like lime or
Bud Light seltzer.
Did they had seltzer at least? You had something?
Yeah. Well, they had cocktails. So we got a cocktail and then at some point they restocked because a guy sitting by me came back to his seat with a beer and I'm like, where'd you get that? And he's like, oh, they got them now right out here. So we were able to, but it wasn't easy. We were able to eventually transact a beer. But when you got there, there was none to be had. It was a major situation, especially considering it was NASCAR.
I mean, that's all I think they would have.
Beer. Of course, Busch Light. It's the Busch Light series or something.
Right.
Right. Anyway, that was fun. So the Super Bowl's this week. Rams taking on my Bengals. And we like to.
It's nice to not have the threat of Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's the best.
It's relaxing to know. I mean, you know, I'm not a super fan of either team, but like, I'm not going to be miserable if I have to. Like, I knew in the fourth quarter, just thinking about all of the Tom Brady stories that I would have to endure for the next 2 months.
Well, he did fuck us over by retiring.
And did you see today? He's like, never say never.
Yes, exactly. Apparently, he now follows the Denver Broncos on Instagram.
Oh, no.
Right.
Do you think he just spent 1 weekend with the kids and was like, I'm getting back out there?
Yeah, he just loves to play. Just loves to play. So look out. He might be back.
So we've got props. We've been doing this for years.
It's the best thing about the Super Bowl is the prop bets. The shit you can bet on that's not regular shit to bet on. It's the fun shit.
Yeah, it's fun. It can keep it interesting, just like Super Bowl boxes, like something to keep a game interesting that often becomes not interesting.
Exactly.
So what are some good ones? I just took a smattering, but we know that it looks like it's going to be a pretty sweet halftime show with Dre, Snoop, Kendrick Lamar. Yeah. And first prop, what song will be performed first during the halftime show? California Love plus 250. Mm. And I think it is going chalk. I think it's got to be that because it's in California, right? It's in the Rams.
Okay, I have thoughts. Read all these off.
Okay, the next episode plus 300. Family Affair plus 450. Nothing But a G Thing plus 600. Lose Yourself plus 650. Drop It Like It's Hot plus 700. All the Stars plus 900. Still Dre plus 900. Humble plus 900. I guess the a lot of these bets are if they put Eminem out first or Kendrick Lamar out first, and then they join him.
Right. So it's definitely not going to be It Ain't No Fun If the Homies Can't Have None. I think that's off the board. I don't think you can get a bet on that. I think California Love is the chalk for a reason. It's going to, because the game's going to be played in Los Angeles.
Right.
Here's my variable.
Okay.
Are they going to bring out the Tupac hologram? In which case, you don't start with that.
Yeah. Oh, you're saying that's the hammer. That's the hammer. They drop.
Right. Yeah. You don't open with your fucking hologram guy coming back from the dead. And you know, you don't shoot your load right away. You start with either, I would say, like,
or if you want to go highest Q rating to reach all the grandmas who love them.
Yeah.
Snoop. Drop It Like Snoop. It's Hot.
Now everybody loves Snoop. I love Snoop too. I did see him. Remember he did that Roy Jones, Mike Tyson fight. I'm doing air quotes.
Yeah. Fight. And
he performed there. And then at the end of his performance, and again, I love Snoop. He could do whatever the fuck he wants. He threw up a bunch of gang signs and kept it real as fuck at the end. And I was like, whoa. Now that was a Thriller event, Ed.
Yeah, but this you would think anyone else loses Corona and all these major brands and everyone loves him.
Yep. Yeah, no, he can do no wrong because he's a very likable guy.
I think he did drop it like it's hot at that fight, end quotes.
Yeah, I think he did. I'm gonna say next episode. I'm gonna say that they're gonna hold off on California Love because they're gonna bring out the Tupac hologram, and that's gonna be like the closer.
I would say if there's a bet that it's either first or last, it's gotta be that. Right?
Oh yeah, totally. Also, I have to cover my ears because California Love is one of those earworm songs.
Oh, I love it.
That if I hear it, it will be playing in my head. Like when I go to sleep at night, it's just like there. I cannot. Yeah. No, do it. I can't get away from it if I hear it. So I'll have to avoid it when it comes on.
Who will be shown first during the game? Leonardo DiCaprio plus 200, Matt Damon plus 225, Ben Affleck plus 250, Jennifer Lopez plus 350, Kim Kardashian plus 500. He's Lakers. Is he? I guess, has he been at these games?
I think he was at the last one.
And because Damon, I saw a picture and of Affleck, him. I assume they have a movie to promote because why would they be?
No, this is, I'm wondering this too. How do they know all these people are going to be there? Have they RSVP'd?
Well, Lopez and Affleck will be there because this is what they do right now.
Right. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Damon,
I've noticed they've cooled off a bit.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I'm not hearing as much.
I'm not hearing as much, but like J-Lo, if there's one thing she knows is how to make headlines. And she's got a new movie that looks awful. They previewed it right before Jackass, where it's like, it's like one of those movies where the famous person gets together with the unfamous person, like Notting Hill. It's Owen Wilson is in the crowd at her concert, and she asks him to marry him from the stage as like a stunt. And then this is crazy enough. It might just work.
Oh, no. Oh,
so she's going to make
this Owen Wilson's relaunch. Like, where's that guy been?
I don't know.
Didn't he get a little depressed there for a while?
I think it was the H. I think it was.
Oh, really?
I think the horse. It was when it first came out. Somebody goes, heroin withdrawals is the most likely reason. If he wasn't depressed, then that's what it was.
You think he was going between the toes, like David Silver when he was on meth?
Owen Wilson, what a talent!
Oh, he's great. I love him.
He's a great talent.
Great actor.
It doesn't make sense why they have Damon and Affleck. Damon's not an LA guy, right? He lives in
Miami. Yeah.
And I've seen him and people have seen him in New York. He must have a place in New York somewhere.
Of course.
He's been around the city, but it's just Affleck and Lopez, I would say, is the most likely that they're going to be together and she's going to make sure the cameras are on her.
I mean, it would be amazing if they cut to the suite and a Fleck was in there smoking a cigarette and looking all forlorn like he always does. Like, that would be good. Also, where's Magic Johnson?
Oh, right.
Like, he'll for sure be there. How is he not on this list? Yeah, of course. I mean, there's going to be an LA thing.
I think I've said this probably like 12 times, but the one Super Bowl I went to, like the security line to get in, it was so crazy because when you're on one of those just endless lines to get into a stadium, you don't recognize anyone. Yep. And I recognized everyone. It was like, oh, that's Ryan Howard. And right in front of me was, who's the guy from Office Space? Ron Livingston.
Yep.
And right behind me was Ozzie Guillen. It was
shut like, up.
Just all kinds of
because he was the
of
manager of the Marlins.
No, I think he was White Sox like shortly after winning a World Series. I think it was like around that.
Wow.
But it's just, it's weird that everywhere you look, somebody's famous. Everywhere you look.
Totally. And especially, you know, with it being in LA, there's not going to be, tickets are like 10 grand.
Yeah, this will be crazy.
Yeah.
So crazy. Your guess for that one?
I can't. So I'm trying to see if anybody has an NBC tie-in because I believe that they have the game this year. Mm. It's kind of nice. No Joe Buck.
But I've had just about enough of Collinsworth.
Is there a prop on which quarter Collinsworth will first mention Tom Brady?
I saw some.
Sneak it in.
Yeah. I would guess it's going to be the first 5 minutes.
I would think so too.
Because he's going to say something like, and you know, this is the first, he's got that awful voice that this is the first Super Bowl without Brady or Rodgers or Mahomes.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's going to say something.
Roethlisberger. Yes. I'll go, fuck, I don't know. That's a tough one to pick. I'll say Matt Damon. Everyone loves him.
Yeah, but why would he be the
I have no idea.
There must
such
be
a weird
project.
List.
There must be a
such a weird list. Yeah.
Right, but a list that somebody knows something kind of list.
Yeah, exactly.
What color? Oh, and this is off topic, but the NHL, sort of on topic, NHL All-Star Game had the skills challenge, and it was on a delay, and I read sports books were eating shit until they realized it was on a delay and people knew. So they were... They broadcast it after, and the sports books didn't. Some of them didn't realize it, which is amazing.
That's like Back to the Future Part 2. People had the winning. Biff got the fucking almanac.
That's right. Mm-hmm. What color will Snoop Dogg's shoes be to begin the halftime show? Blue. I'm not going to go odds. They're all between 275 and plus 1600. Yep. Blue, yep. Yellow or gold, black, white, gray or silver, orange, green, purple, red, pink. Blue now is his color, but yeah, I'm going to say white.
Often wears blue chucks.
Yeah. I'm going to say he keeps it's going to be very clean. I'm going to say white.
I'm seeing really good value on white. White is plus 500.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only choice on the board as far as I'm concerned. Maybe black plus 350, but black doesn't really like shine on TV. Yeah, it doesn't pop. Remember a few years ago, Jay Stu's favorite band played Coldplay. And the Coldplay guy, he came out and he had all the tape on his fingers for all. He's like, this is my cause. And I got lots of causes. I got every color cause. And then he had like some sweet Jordans on. They were like multicolor. It was like a custom colorway of Jordan 3s. So I feel like these guys are really conscious of of their stage garb. So there's no way it's black. I'm saying white.
Yeah, I'm going white plus 500. That's a nice, nice one.
I think so.
What NFT will be shown first during any commercial?
No.
I don't even know what this is besides the bored ape. I know the ape thing. People seem to... Oh, there's two different types of apes, though. There's... And nouns is the highest odds? What is nouns?
What's nouns? I gotta Google it just to see if I recognize.
I've only heard of the apes. Bored Ape Yacht Club or Mutant Ape Yacht Club. Those are two different things.
It's a cartoon of an ape that you can apparently customize and buy. Oh, wait. I just typed in
nouns. Barely customize. Like, I saw a clip of a late night show and it was like, Paris Hilton's like, this is my ape. And it just looked like every other ape.
It's an NFT. Now one noun every day forever. Nouns. I mean, I don't even understand the explanation.
So just words? Like one day it's soup?
No, there's a picture of it. I'm on the wrong computer, or else I'd screenshot it and send it to you. But it's like DOS. It's like a DOS drawing. You know,
make me too sad. Don't send it over.
Plots. Ugh. And it's like some nerd will recognize this or know what this is, but I've never seen it in my life.
That's minus 150. Everything else is in the pluses. So like, what?
Oh, they're putting them in commercials. I'm like, why would they show an NFT?
I believe there will be, even though I don't understand what the big appeal and everything, NFTs are such a big deal this year, and Super Bowl commercials often reflect whatever the big deal is that year. So
yeah. I don't need, I'll say one of the,
I'm not going ones. Through the other ones.
Who cares? Yeah.
First Anheuser-Busch brand commercial to run. Bud plus 170, Bud Light next plus 200, Michelob Ultra 400, Cutwater Spirits 450. I've never heard of that. Bud Light Seltzer.
Those are like cocktails in a can.
600, Michelob Ultra Seltzer 700. I think they start going traditional, right? Just Bud? Heavy?
I agree with you, but Bud Light is typically more...
It
features.
Sells
it's
more,
the number
right?
one selling beer. Yeah, so yeah. I would think Bud Light would be the first one we'd hear from.
Do you know what Bud Light Next is? Is that a type of Bud Light?
I don't know. It's getting Googled right now. Yeah, are they... So maybe they're launching a new product and...
I mean, we're going to see like 20.
Oh, zero carb, Ed. Man, that's got to taste like shit. Like Bud Light... It's the one beer that if you offer me, I'll say no. It's so disgusting to me. I would never drink a Bud Light. This is a zero carb. You got to put in your age. Come on, guys. Zero carb Bud Light's got to be even worse than the regular one.
I mean, what are we doing here?
I don't know. What are we doing? Just drink a fucking beer.
If you're drinking a light beer, fine. If you're drinking a light beer, then fine. Yeah. But we're tinkering with Bud Light. You're already getting kind of a watery. What are we doing?
Disgusting. Like a Miller High Life is like 140 calories or something. That's a perfectly good beer. Drink that.
Yeah.
Nearly 10 years in the making. I'm not buying that. Bud Light Next, our first zero carb beer.
Fuck
yeah. Is the result of a brewing breakthrough, the impossible, making the impossible possible. Super crisp, it's light, and refreshing.
Terrible.
This is some copywriting here. Bud Light Next is brewed with the highest quality. Okay. It's got to taste like shit.
It's just going to be a worse version of Bud Light. I mean, that it can't be good.
And and Michelob Ultra already exists. That's like the CrossFitter beer. Like, if you're really fucking working on watching your waistline, we don't need two of those.
Right. I don't know. It seems like just noise. Just sell your Bud Light. You'll sell a trillion of those and stay away from that market.
It's enough. We have enough beverages.
Yeah, we maxed out. One has to disappear for a new one to emerge. Like, that's one in, one out.
Yes. Yes. Like, two men enters, one man leaves.
RC Cola was part of our childhood. Now it's not. And that was how they added a new soda. Something has to disappear. Tab out.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think this is actually a good bet. If you were going to bet the Bengals money line, it said, will Joe Burrow be shown smoking a cigar? No, yeah. Minus 700.
They're going to win the game.
Yes, plus 400. Yeah. That's his thing. If you if you're betting Bengals money line, you're getting plus 400 for him to be showing smoking a cigar. He will definitely, if they win, will be smoking a cigar.
Totally. Or Ed.
Yeah.
Maybe that's your hedge. Maybe you go no to hedge against your money line bet. Bengals money, Bengals to win.
That's a good point. Before the playoffs, I was listening to a podcast. It was kind of a recap of Washington's awful season, and they were talking about what they need to do and the name and everything. I was listening to it, and Chris Cooley, the ex tight end, was like talking about the playoffs. And he said, if I'm looking at these rosters, he's like, the Rams are much better than everybody else. And so I bet a futures bet. And, you know, it was good. It was like, I don't know, 10-1 or something like that. But I don't put Dola type money on it. So, yeah, right. I bet, I'm going to get like $100. I think I bet $10.
Yeah, that's good.
If they win, but maybe I hedge it at this point.
Totally.
With a Burrow cigar.
Absolutely. Throw 10 at that.
Time to sing National Anthem by a guy named Mickey Guyton.
Who the fuck is that?
I don't know who that is.
Oh my God. Now I gotta Google that.
It's gotta be country, right? I mean, that's... I haven't heard of somebody, and the guy's name is Mickey.
Oh, it's a lady, because it says Mickey Guyton husband. Oh, I accidentally Googled that.
She's pretty. I've never heard of her.
So she's got to be country, right?
She doesn't. Well, she's raised in Texas, but she doesn't look country if you take a look at her.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. American country music artist.
Really?
Exposed to various types of music as a child. 38 years old.
The over-under is 1 minute, 35 seconds. I think that's low. I don't remember.
These often go 2 minutes.
Right. I feel like in the past when we've done this show, we're talking about 154. 135 seems brisk.
It is. That's just... A lot of times they go based on what they've done before. You know, they measure their previous anthems.
I
like the over there.
Take the over. I gotta think. 135 is... She'd be really putting some pep into that.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, and now these are more quick hitters. Coin toss. Heads, tails?
I mean, tails.
I know what you always go tails, never fails. I think this is heads year.
Interesting. So I saw the KC
and the Sunshine
Cincinnati game. Oh, Cincinnati got to call the coin toss, called heads, was tails, luckily. Mahomes threw that interception to save their ass from their bad coin toss strategy.
Right. I think this seems like pretty good money. First offensive play from scrimmage, a pass or run. Everybody throw like 75% of the time now?
Yeah, it's first and 10, which is a passing down. And also all downs are passing downs now.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good money. Pass. Yeah. Outcome of the first coach's challenge, play stands or play overturned?
Oh, that's great.
Stands.
Hopefully there's no fucking coaches challenges.
Hopefully not, but I feel like, I mean, what gets overturned? Like 1% of the plays? They never get overturned.
Yeah, I know. It would be nice if we could bet against Dino Blandino or whoever the challenge expert they have is.
Wait, who is the guy that Mike was Carey? Wrong every time? That was the best.
Mike Carey. He was like literally wrong every single time for the whole season. It was amazing.
Thanks for playing. We're going to go in a different direction, Mike.
So but, great. But
thanks. Total yards of longest field goal over under 47.5. These kickers,
I like the over there.
Yeah. They just didn't used to attempt too many over 45 yards. Now they always, if it's inside of 55, they're going for the field goal. So you're going to get playing, an over.
You're playing indoors and... As somebody who's not a big sports fan, but has been watching the playoffs, I happen to know both of these teams have very accurate kickers.
Yes. That Bengals kicker. He's like a rookie. He is on fire.
They're both good.
This is one I is tricky. Total punts by both teams over under 6.5. I mean, we're seeing a lot of points getting put up.
But the Super Bowl always starts off really slow.
Right. You get those like 3-0 first halves.
Yes. I would take the over there because, well, you got both these guys.
The winning team is going to have like
some interceptions.
Right. The winning team is going to have like 2, maybe 3 punts.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's a tough. That's a stay away.
I would stay away. It's a little bit. Will either team miss an extra point? Yes or no?
No.
Shortest touchdown score over under 1.5 yards. I think I see a Burrow punch in.
Yeah. Take the under. That's tough. 1.5.
I know.
Yeah. They get you on that half.
Last team to score, Rams or Bengals?
I like my Bengals.
Okay. Last play of the game, will it be a kneel down? Or is it going to be like, you know, the kicker for the win type thing.
So to contradict myself, because I just said the Super Bowl is slow and oftentimes the games are really boring. It's only a kneel down if somebody's got the fucking the win in hand.
And these playoffs have been a lot of last second.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like pretty much every game comes down to the last play. Let's hope. I'm gonna go with a hopeful, an optimistic no.
Okay, total touchdowns, 5.5 over under.
Super Bowl's typically low scoring. I know I contradict myself on every choice I make here. That's kind of my nature. I'm going to say over.
So if you have like a 28-24 game.
Yeah. That's 7 touchdowns.
Yeah, I think I'm taking the over.
Take the over.
Turnovers, 2.5 total.
Over. I like the over.
Yeah. MVP position, quarterback or other. I think this is definitely a quarterback game.
You're gonna win that on both Burrow and the cigar. You're gonna get both of those. He's gonna be the MVP and he's gonna have a big fat cigar when the Goodell gives him the trophy.
And this one I don't think we've gotten right, but I'm gonna take the same thing that I take every year. Color of Gatorade bath, yellow or orange or anything else. I always go orange.
Seems like clear is I'm surprised clear's not in there with yellow or orange. I'm going to take any other based on clear.
Okay. Now we're moving off of the bets and this is wild. Former Chiefs running back Larry Johnson claims Regina King sacrificed.
Grandmama.
He was the Penn State Heisman finalist and had like a few good years right after Priest Holmes.
Yeah. Then, he was like really dominant for 1 year and he got a big contract, I think. And then that was it for him.
Yeah. Well, he claims Regina King sacrificed her son to make the Super Bowl. King is from Cincinnati and her 26-year-old son recently died by suicide. I mean, it's not an exact science. I'm not out here trying to guess football games to win money to prove a point spread wrong. I'm just trying to give you a narrative. These sporting events are all managed through a narrative of numbers. Brian, what 3 letters explain Larry Johnson's position?
I mean, why do they say, Ed, why do they say the sport gives you brain damage? I don't get it.
Wow.
Because she's such a fan.
So heartbreaking. I read when
it's
when
awful. Her son
died, and it's like, oh my God. You're her only son.
It's the literally the worst thing that can happen to any human being. It's the ultimate just worst thing that can happen in your life. And
Larry Johnson thinks she did it for the love of Vicky Woods. Yeah.
Because she's such a fan that she got with her Illuminati people and was like, here, how about it's been a long time, you know, we haven't been in the Super Bowl. How about you get my kid? Give us that W.
My God. Mm-hmm. Former Bengal, Chad Ochocinco Johnson. Did he go back to Johnson or is he still Ochocinco?
I don't know. I'm going to open the story right now.
He claims he had sex 3 to 5 times before his recent boxing match against Brian Maxwell. In the locker room before.
Too many.
What? I could, if I had sex... Three, not even five times. Yeah. I had sex three times before a fight. I wouldn't be able to get a punch off.
No,
and just be just wobbly.
I mean, how bad do you need it?
That's too much.
Save it till after. Yeah,
buddy, use your aggression.
Women weaken legs. Yeah, everybody knows that. You gotta channel that energy, that testosterone that's in you, and. Then after you let it go, you get out the poison. You keep the poison while you need the poison, and then after you release it. So I'm assuming this guy lost, right?
I guess. I gave up.
Who's this guy he fought?
These celebrity fights. After the Tyson one,
which I get fucked over even on though these those every were, time.
Even though those were real fighters, that wasn't a real fight. And then they just keep putting these Jake Paul things. Oh yeah. When Jake Paul knocked out Nate Robinson, I was like, I can't do this anymore. It's really painful.
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
But really the Super Bowl is about storylines and we all need something to believe in. And Bengals defensive end Sam Hubbard gave us something to believe in. He said the Cincinnati Bengals want to win the Super Bowl for the big guy himself, Harambe.
I mean, I think we all want that.
He was taken too soon at the Cincinnati Zoo.
Yeah.
It's only fair.
We've all seen that meme of Harambe from up in the sky looking over Paul Brown Stadium, rooting on his Bengals.
He would have loved it. Oh, can you imagine Media Day? He'd be a darling.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everybody love him. Here's a counterpoint.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't imagine that a heavenly JFK is rooting for the Cowboys. I'm just saying, the Cincinnati is the town that murdered our guy, Harambe. So it's maybe he's
you're saying JFK doesn't have fond memories of the city of Dallas or Dealey Plaza.
That's right. That's right.
He probably is let me put the stink on you.
Yeah, I don't MLK is not a big Grizzlies fan these days. I don't think he's chilling with a Ja Morant jersey up in heaven now because it's hey, you know?
Well, I appreciate what's his name? Sam Hubbard for trying to make amends.
No, he wants to do right.
This is when the Red Sox finally won, Buckner was off the hook. Or what's his name at the Cubs? Who's Bartman?
Right. Yeah, exactly. You got to make it right with you got to appease the sports gods. After what you did.
Good luck, Sam. We're pulling for you.
Okay, let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless. Shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's met well in Gardenia. He's met well in Gardenia.
Speaking of this song, Ed, just today, I saw a tweet from my local Orange County Fire Authority.
Okay.
They must listen to the show.
Well, that's reasonable.
I don't know why I follow. I probably followed them one time when there was a fire near my house just to get updates. And they had a tweet today, probably inspired by what they heard here, explaining why they often block multiple lanes of traffic with their engines.
Okay, so they're listening.
Of course. Like, what? It's,
oh, this welcome, is like, this welcome is, to the family, guys.
Yeah, this is like when you're talking about something and all of a sudden an ad for it shows up in your Instagram.
Oh, by
feed.
The way.
It's no coincidence.
No, it's no coincidence. By the way, my buddy sent me a just like a story about some random thing. And I just gave it the emphasize, you know, whatever you call it. It's not an emoji, whatever it is.
Yeah. And exclamation points.
Exclamation points immediately got pop-up ads. And I was thinking, like, I didn't even write the words of what you're saying. I mean, they're just, there is no a semblance of privacy to anything. I mean, that's crazy. I didn't even say, I didn't even type anything. And it immediately started giving me pop-up ads.
No, it's, look.
That's crazy.
We're living in a dystopian hellscape, Ed.
Put it lightly.
To paraphrase the astrophysicist we all need, rock star astrophysicist, Neil deGrasse Tyson, his beautiful vests, his beautiful head of hair. He much more eloquently states that, well, first of all, he talks about the propulsion of the Millennium Falcon and how there's no way it could have done the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs
and
because BB-8 didn't have a big enough reactor.
Can't roll on sand.
Yeah. That's right. It just rolls. It would just roll in the same spot. It wouldn't even be able to go.
So there could be kind of information I need. There can't be BB-8. Fuck it.
That's true. All of those things are true. He estimates that there's about a 50% chance we're living in a simulation. So this is, we're in some dick's fucking computer model right now. And he's boning us with these fucking weird, he's listening to our phones and then boning us with these weird ads that pop up in our Instagram.
Right.
Fuck that guy. Let's do a voicemail. Oh.
Oh, just wanted to call in a couple thoughts from last week's episode.
I am so bad at this. Hold on a second.
Is that Ben?
I think it might be Ben. Let's do it again.
Ballers. Hey, it's Ben Anno6 here. Hey, just wanted to call in a couple thoughts from last week's episode. There was that discussion of Olden Polonese kind of playing a cop, which had me thinking about Mr. Olympia, actually Mr. 8-time. Mr. Olympia, Ronnie Coleman, literally was a cop.
Oh, yeah. He's
and
the best.
I just kept thinking to myself how quickly you'd shit your pants at that guy arresting you, just because he could literally break you in half by looking
it's
at
true.
You.
It's true.
Great. There's a great documentary out on him.
It's fantastic.
One of the streaming services, probably Netflix. But it's he's a great dude and just remarkable that he was a real cop. And then off of, Manuel's take about firefighters from last week. I thought about the movie Backdraft, and I watched that movie way too young, but I felt like that might be a decent enough movie for an upcoming movie review if you guys are soliciting any options. Hey, keep it baller.
Featuring Scott Glenn as, spoiler alert, the bad guy. Also the bad guy from previously reviewed movie on this show, Urban Cowboy.
Yes. Oh, yeah. He was great in Urban Cowboy. Going to have to put something on soon because in about a month and a half, I've got spring break that I won't be around for. So we're going to have to do some movie.
Yeah. Knock it out. Well, I mean, we kind of owe reality.
I know,
but I can't bring it. Feels like the magic is the bloom is off the rose of Cobra Kai. I feel like people got it. You know, they saw the novelty. The novelty has worn off, and there's just not enough Johnny to make it to overcome the camp factor of the show.
Right. I will say Johnny was as wonderful as ever this season.
Of course, he's fantastic.
He needs to be in more shit, though. He shouldn't just be a Cobra Kai actor. Like, he's a good actor.
He's the only real actor on the show. He's the only legitimate actor that they have. And he's fantastic. So I'm sure he's getting cast and stuff. But it feels like a lot of work to watch it. But we owe it to reality, who really, I think, wants to discuss it and expects to discuss it. So we'll do that. And I also still want to find an actual sex worker to come on and review the movie Pretty Woman with us. Yeah. Because I feel like it gave us a really skewed version. Like, we were sold a bill of goods with that movie, and all chicks love it. It launched the stratospheric career of Julia Roberts.
Yep.
Jason Alexander shows up.
My boy, at least one of my boys, was watching something, and she was in it. And I was like trying to explain it. I was like, you have to understand, she was the biggest star for like 10 years. Oh, yeah. You know what it was? We were watching one of the Christian Bale Batman movies, and Eric Roberts is in it. And I was like, his sister was like the biggest deal for a decade. And they're like, well, who? I don't know her, but she was so big.
She was so big. Nobody will probably ever be that big again. Eric Roberts, fantastic actor.
He was the first mask I purchased when pandemic started. Eric Roberts riding a unicorn.
Unbelievable. Love it. Okay, another voicemail.
Hey, ballers. It's Saturday morning, I think. And I was just thinking about it all last night.
That's our buddy Stu.
Do you think he's going to talk about Waterford?
But I have updates on that.
Okay.
So maybe he'll lead into it.
I think that the beautiful Waterford crystal champagne glasses should go to a Patreon of the show. Someone who's been there forever. I'm just some new jack that showed up. You know, I'll keep getting my family to lay down the reviews on iTunes and shit. But Dola really deserves the thing.
Wow.
So I believe I may just take myself out of the
running. No, you can't. We know you want it the most.
Well and good. And I look forward to hearing the rest of the show.
Come on.
We love you, Stu. And we know you love those Waterfords.
So Dola and I were doing a stereo chat last Friday night, which we kind of has become a tradition, and the topic was broached of separating the two glasses, because Dola said, oh, I'll take the one with the she who should not be named name on it. I'll take that one and I'll drink Fireball out of it every weekend. And that was kind of funny, but I don't think they can be separated because they're a set, obviously.
Yeah.
You don't have one shoe. You got a pair of shoes.
Yeah. They travel in pairs.
Yeah. So they're a set. And also it's a whole thing. Like, they come in a box, you know, it's Waterford crystal. This ain't your fucking Target shit. I didn't get this at Kmart. This is the real shit. Now, that said, Stu, this could be like a little reverse psychology thing.
I think that's
right?
What's going on.
He doesn't want to
want those things.
Yeah. Well, I get it. Because trying is embarrassing. You don't want to be seen giving an effort. You want it to happen upon things. Oh, I got the glasses.
Yeah, cool.
Oh, okay. See, that's why people aren't like jumping on this contest, because it's a great gift. It's a really an amazing gift. And very generous of me to give away. But I see here Dola sent this week, and this couldn't, or not Dola, sorry, Guru Stu sent this week multiple reviews he's done. One I think I read last week, but the thing is he did it under an alias. So I read one, and then this other one looks like it's just a rating. But then somebody else sent one in. Listener, it's Elliot. Oh, no. Here's another rating that Stu did via his sister, because he's enlisting family members to help. 5 stars. Brian and Ed are engaging and funny. Pop culture and popping champagne is their deal. Listen or be dumber for not. That's from Stu. So he's got a couple reviews in, both 5 stars. But then somebody else reached out, and the problem is, he like took a picture of his screen with his phone.
Yeah. Anytime that happens, I don't know what I'm looking at.
I know. I got to like, it's out of focus. Hold on. I blew it. Oh, no, here it is. I got to like blow it up on my computer. It's still kind of hard to read. 5 stars. Waterford Crystal. That's the subject. And now see, that's a flex. This guy, Elliot, is not afraid to get caught trying. He drops his nuts right there in the subject line. Waterford Crystal, what's up? Funniest podcast in the sea of podcasts. Brian and Ed are funny as hell and down to earth. Good. Again, this is it's out of focus. Good, so blurry. Good, sensible, and hilarious takes on all current events, except the Bachelor bullshit. Check out my Bachelor show I do with Jason Stewart.
When are we sensible? I mean, we're. I agree. We're entertaining. Yeah, sensible is kind of a, we're not sensible.
No, not that. It makes me think Brian is more gay than Ed. What?
Nah, I'm Doubtful. Pretty gay.
Unlikely.
I wrote a book about Christmas. I'm pretty gay.
Speaking of that, Ed, I don't have the link. Well, hold on. I'll tease it right now. A listener sent me a link. That is supposedly, I can't believe I forgot
Lemon Party?
This. No. No, nor Mr. Hands. No. He sent me a link to a like video that purportedly shows the beautiful, the gorgeous Twitter follower of Ed's, Ryan Phillippe's penis. Ed, it is not fair.
He's got it all.
I mean, just like the Lord makes someone that looks like that, you figure he takes away somewhere else.
Yes.
Just the opposite.
And Ed. Like, he's been on CERN. He's a charming personality on top
funny.
Of he could just not have anything good to say and still be in high demand, but he's actually charming on top of being beautiful.
The Lord giveth, and the Lord giveth more. Maybe we'll preview that and talk about it next week. Except the Bachelor bullshit makes me think Brian is more gay than Ed.
Unlikely.
The sports knowledge is bottom to none. I have 2 iPhones and Apple accounts. I'll send a pic of the 5-star review I sent 4 years ago. If I win the crystal, I will post a pic of it weekly on Twitter for Jay Stu. He doesn't even know what we're talking about. I'll make it my profile picture. Okay. That's from listener. It's Elliot. So
thank you, Elliot.
Things are happening here with the crystal, Waterford crystal glasses contest. Leave a review, 5-star review. Screenshot the review and send it to mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. You can be on any, doesn't have to be on Apple Podcasts. That was an issue for Stu because he's got that Android with the cracked screen. Go on any service. 5 stars, do it on the Overcast app where we're currently running an ad. Go anywhere that you listen to podcasts, except for the Microsoft, the Windows store, the Windows phone. Never mind, there's not Windows phones anymore. Brian and Ed emails. Brian and Ed,
thanks for the little blip about Kobe being a piece of shit.
I hate when someone like him dies and everyone wants to suck his balls. Yes. He was an asshole. He should be charged with murder.
These are the opinions of a listener, guys. While I'm on the B-ball subject, my son is on his middle school team, and man, it's something else. The games are a lot better than when he played at the Y, but it's painful to watch. The clock stops more than it runs. There's a foul called on every possession. The mix of refs is interesting. It's either two young guys or two old washed-up dudes. Last week, one of the refs was an old white guy who couldn't even run. What the fuck? I'm not the parent yelling at them by any means, and I understand all the fouls being called. Hell, they probably let a lot go. It'd be chaos. It'd be chaos if they just let them play. Season is almost over. It's a long update. Thank goodness all the eighth graders got kicked off the team for bad grades. So they've been getting stomped. That reminds me of JV baseball. Ed has mentioned
By the way, yep. That's what I did just minutes. I got in minutes before I was coaching. But unfortunately, not unfortunately, because it's kind of entertaining, but I'm coaching and the season just started. There was all kinds of delays because the big gym in town is being used for like a COVID center. And we don't have enough courts. So my season is just starting. So, and I've got somebody that as long as he grows is like,
he's going to the league.
Well, you can never predict that, but this is a college basketball player. Good player in sixth grade.
He's got skills.
He's unreal. I just tell my son, make sure you're open.
Yeah.
I'm friends with the family, and so it makes coaching a lot easier when you have like a next level talent.
He's
a great kid. It's like I just hope he it's not that he's tiny for his grade, but like you just don't see a lot of guys that aren't 6'6", you know, playing guard. Like I don't know, you have an occasional 6-footer, but not too many. You gotta be tall.
Yeah. That makes it a lot more fun to go to the games.
Yeah.
Ed has mentioned he watched Narcos.
Good show.
I have too. Great show.
A lot of people say I look like thieves.
Escobar?
Pablo Escobar. Yeah. people send me that, like the sad Pablo meme. And they're like, what's wrong, Brian? And you know what? Like, I kind of see it, obviously.
Because of the soup strainer.
Yeah. I got the stash. Yeah. I got, you know, kind of have similar hair, similar builds, paunchy.
At the beginning, when they show the rating, it has everything but violence. Is it because that's a given? Always stuck out to me. Also, props to Pablo for being a family man. When he's fucking the reporter and the reporter mentions his wife, he immediately stops and tells her never to disrespect his wife, then commences to fucking her in the ass. What a man. I mean, you don't cross the line. You don't disrespect my family at any time. I'm with Worthless and Big Tits on the firefighters. Bunch of traffic law breaking D-bags. I used to work one business down from a fire hall. It was the fire hall, an intersection with the light they had access to, and then us. These assholes would turn on their lights and stop traffic to pull out of the main drag for non-emergency strips instead of using the light. They didn't even try to hide it either. They would turn the lights and siren off as soon as they got into the lane. Then proceed to the grocery store where they park in the lane and go shopping. That's from It's Ellie. I don't know if he's ever reached out before.
It's a good email.
Very prolific this week. Yeah, absolutely. A lot of good points there, Elliot. Ballers, hashtag current episode, hashtag every episode, hashtag Friday Facts. Houston does not have grid roads either. Oh, we were talking about this last week. How towns are laid out in a grid pattern. It makes it much easier. Houston does not have grid roads either, and it gets worse in the suburbs because they use the old farm and country roads when they were urban planning. Nothing runs straight except in downtown, but the streets are all named and not numbered. As an outsider, I still to this day have to use my GPS to navigate my way around, and people do get irate when Houston is not recognized as one of the largest cities in the country. I mentioned that last week. Doug, the Canadian living in Houston. Thanks for that, Doug. Ed, let's talk some not sports.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment. Oh,
yeah. Ed, what's popping in the world of things that are not sports related?
Oregon Republican running for governor admits he and his wife have a membership in the Portland Swingers Club. He is not dropping out of the race.
Really respect this dude.
I respect the hell out of somebody be like, yeah, why would I quit?
Yeah.
Because I fuck. Like,
and look, this guy's probably not going to win the Oregon governorship anyway. But what he is going to do is get a whole new class of fucking swapping yep. partners.
Right? Because everyone knows now he and the missus yeah. are into it. The Portland Swingers Club, dare I say, could rival Rain City Jacks. Hi.
This older.
I'm former Trailblazer power forward Buck Williams. And when I'm not ripping down a rebound, I'm having sex with some rando's wife. Come to Portland Swingers Club.
They should definitely do that. Like he should branch out. I don't know if I mentioned it on this show, but me and my chick went to Palm Springs, I don't know, last year sometime. And the hotel we stayed at, we'd never stayed at before. And there was a swingers, a lifestyle resort.
In Palm Springs?
Yes, right next to the hotel. We weren't staying at it. We were staying right next to it. We got a little buzzed and we went over there and looked through the fence a couple times. I saw some action.
So is it like a nudist colony where everybody's just like out there?
Yes. So one day I went over and looked and it was like a bunch of like just dudes with hard-ons, like naked. It was, look, had a bit of a Trump rally vibe to it, but I don't know. I don't know these people, you know, I just right. sure they were nice people. A lot of very tan people with interesting, like strappy leather, like harnesses and stuff.
Mm.
And like around their dongs and stuff. Everybody's got their dong out. Everybody's naked. A lot of big fake tits. Then I went and there's a bunch of pools there. Then I slid on over and looked through the fence. I'm not afraid to admit this. Slid on over and looked through the fence at another pool. And there was an older couple banging on a fucking beach chair at the pool.
Wow.
And then back in the corner, there was like a bed and there was an even older couple banging in that bed. And I'm talking like it's old.
Like really? Like real. Like a lot of loose skin.
Yeah. And then another night we're coming back from dinner or whatever. And we just had the cab drop us off like across the street.
Yeah.
Went and looked through the fence and looked right into somebody's room. And this black guy was railing this white chick on the bed. And it was it looked just like a porno. And the door was open. The blinds were open. So everybody could walk by and just like either join in or whatever. And he was railing her doggy style. And my chick's like, she's not enjoying that. I can tell that doesn't feel good. She was like really critiquing their session. And because it looked like porno, they were having porno sex.
Yeah, porno sex isn't real sex.
No, it's not real sex. So what I'm saying is this guy could pivot. Look, he's not going to become the governor, but all of a sudden he's the most famous swinger in the Pacific Northwest. What's this guy? Oh, and he's a Republican. Okay. What's this guy's name? Stan Pulliam. Let's see the wife. They've explored relationships.
Yeah, I haven't looked.
With other couples.
He looks definitely not like a swinger. So this is good advertising for him.
Yeah, he's real buttoned up.
He looks like a Republican candidate. He does not look like a swinger.
Totally. Absolutely. Couples in Willamette Week. First report. Great Pinot's up there. Great. Which first reported about the couple's involvement. Why do they make it so hard to see what the old lady looks like? You know, not judging. It's just a picture of him. Okay, I'm going to Google the guy because now I'm Stan Polium. Because his like...
He's very toothy.
Yeah, I mean, he's got...
He's got that, like, big, overly pearly white smile.
Yeah, I would... Like, if he wasn't openly talking about his swinging lifestyle, I'd immediately picture him being a wide stancer.
Yep.
You know, I'd picture him doing the old tap tap with the foot. Like,
what was that? The Minneapolis airport?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh yeah. He's got a toothy grin. The wife's not bad looking. She's pretty attractive. I feel like he loses out in trade most of the time, Ed, because you know, when you go to switch,
that would be, I'm certainly not a swinger, but that would be my problem. I'd be like, hey, wait a second. I didn't come here to downgrade. I mean, like, what?
No, thanks. Yeah. I only go up. My dalliances are only upward, not downward. So it's like, let's see, bring something better to the table. And by putting it out there as the number one swinger in the Pacific Northwest, I feel like Republican Stan Pulliam, mayor of Sandy, age 40, and his wife, whatever her name is. Although, what do you think his wife's parents think about this?
I'm sure nobody wants to hear the little girl as part of the Portland Swingers Club. No.
He's like, I bring my wife around to parties and she gets railed. We have a good time.
I turn her out.
Yeah. You should have seen these guys running a train on her last weekend. She was having the time of her life.
You wouldn't believe what your daughter can do on a spit roast.
Well, I respect it. Let's take the stuff out of the shadows.
All right, Stan.
He's a good dude.
Johnny Depp unveils Never Fear the Truth collection of NFT works.
There's no way Johnny Depp knows what an NFT is.
Oh, I'm very familiar with the apes.
You are?
Well, yes. So
Johnny Depp joins us, ladies and gentlemen. Johnny, how do you know about these NFTs?
Well, you know, when I hear money-making opportunity, there's nothing I like doing more than making money. Based on my bank account, my accountant told me I better make some money fast.
You spend a lot of money, and it's been reported that you actually often have to take hard money loans on your next movie paychecks to pay for your lifestyle, despite the fact that for a long time you were making upwards of $20 million every time you did a movie.
Well, here's the thing. That is correct. I've taken some loans, and unless there is about a Pirates of the Caribbean 19, I'm in a lot of trouble. So I'm going the NFT route, and I thought my first one would be an ape with a beret and a baguette to honor my native France.
Johnny, you're from Kentucky. I think you were born in Kentucky and grew up in like Jacksonville or something. You're white trash, just like me.
Oh no,
you're not native to France.
Oh no, my home is in Provence.
I'm Provence region.
Yeah, I'm a southern France guy, and you know, another ape is going to be a pirate ape. Is going to have lots of scarves and a peg leg.
Jack Sparrow.
Yes.
Your character. Yes. Interesting.
And finally, my last NFT is an ape, and he's in the middle of a spellbinding political thriller, and it's called Nick of Time Ape.
With Christopher Walken.
Chris Walken is in the background of the picture of the ape, but this ape is running against the clock before a major assassination happens.
Wow. Any chance you could perhaps involve, you could maybe branch out if you do well with this first round of NFTs, which you apparently understand what they are. Any chance you could branch out with maybe some of your co-stars, perhaps Richard Grieco, who I believe you had a falling out with ever since that time you guys accidentally made eye contact in a spit roast.
Well, here's the thing. I do have a Grieco ape, and he's in a holding facility at an airport because he's been overserved. So it's a very drunk ape. And I do have an ape holding a Vietnamese flag, and it's the Harry Aoki ape.
Harry Aoki, who's Vietnamese, yet has a Japanese name.
Correctamundo.
Interesting. Wow. Well, we will look forward to that. Johnny, thanks for coming on and talking about your NFT collection.
I'm back, and you sent this to me, and I have not read it, but I'm just trying to figure out what this title means.
Are you distancing yourself from my content?
I don't understand the word.
Oh, okay.
Transracial influencer Ollie London reveals plans of a penis reduction surgery. What does transracial mean?
He was born
black? Is this like a Dolezal situation?
No, I think he's, hold on, I've screwed up the copy and pasting. Copy. Here we go. Paste, throw it in. Here we go. Paste and go. Here we go, baby. I believe this dude is white. Was white. He's British. Oh, yeah. The social media star who was born British and white has spent an estimated $250,000 on around 20 surgeries in attempt to make himself look Korean.
What? I thought this was going to be a Dolezal.
No.
Korean.
No. He's.
Or it could be a Tirico who's black, but
he's white. No, he's not black, Ed. He's
Sicilian.
He's made that very clear that he's not black, despite appearing black.
Black.
Okay, London, Ollie London, who has booked himself in for a full face and neck lift in Turkey.
Oh.
And we've talked about this before, Ed. Manhattan. Beverly Hills. And maybe Miami.
Not Turkey.
You don't. Look, I know sometimes people go down to, because we live in a fucked up dystopia where getting your teeth fixed is not part of the program. I know a lot of people that go down to Tijuana for their dental work because there's a lot of great dental clinics and it's much less expensive to go down there. But I also know, I know of a guy that got a botched hair plug surgery south of the border.
Joe Buck?
He was addicted. He was a hair plug addict. I'm just saying, like, if you want to go full BTS star Jimin,
okay.
I don't think Turkey is the place.
No,
I just don't. I've never heard of. You know how they have like medical tourism. Like,
yes,
if you need a knee surgery and you can't afford it because you live in this shithole where it doesn't come with the fucking taxes you pay. Some people will go to like Thailand where they have great doctors. They can do, you know, what's a relatively easy surgery, and then you have time to convalesce.
Right.
I've never heard of anybody going to Turkey for this shit.
No, Istanbul's not the hotbed.
No, no. He's revealed to Newsweek that he has made inquiries about taking an extreme step in his physical transformation. He said, I don't want people. Oh my God. I'm just reading this, guys. I don't know if this is true. He said, I don't want people to get offended by this, but in Korea, the average penis is like 3.5 inches. And I get trolled all the time. People say, but you can't be Korean. You're not 100% Korean. And I just want to be 100% Korean. I would even have a penis reduction. So I'm like the Korean average. That's how far I'm willing to go. I can have it done in Thailand and it'll cost between $6,000 and $8,000. Thailand's cheaper. And to be honest, they do specialize in those kind of things in Thailand because they have a lot. Oh my God. They have a lot of sex changes and stuff. I don't think it's called that anymore, Ollie. It's got a different name. Transition surgery or something.
Reassignment, I think.
Reassignment. Thank you. It's very rare because most people will get a penis enlargement. I know it does sound weird. I just want to be 100% Korean. My entire face will be Korean. I've done my chest. Koreans have different chests.
I've never heard
the guy he's trying to look like. Maybe he wanted to get his nipples or something.
Well,
I mean,
I go back to him talking about the 3.5 inches. I wonder how different my life would be if I lived in a country where the average was 3.5. I would have so much confidence, like 10 times the confidence I have more. Because I'd be like, oh, my God, I'm like doubling these guys. Not doubling, but like I'm just so much bigger than every guy. This is my whole life would be different if that was the case.
So I think I see what's going on here. This guy subscribes to the Brian Beckner theory of just getting the rumor out there.
I'm too big for this country.
Just having the rumor of the big dick is enough. Just people thinking you have that big old dong is plenty. Because a lot of guys, a lot of chicks, women, ladies, they don't want to mess with something that's too large.
Right. Like Blake Griffin on Broad City.
That's she laughs in poor Blake's face.
It's too much.
Cuz he's got too much dick. It's too much dick. So what you do is you put out the rumor that you're pieced up, and then everyone's, "Hey, you know about Brian? You hear about Brian? You hear about Ollie London? His fucking dick is so big. He needs to get it reduced. It's too much. He's got too much dick." Then chicks are curious, or people, I don't know, late women. And they're like, "Hey, I need to see what Ollie London's working with." And you generate interest that way. You start the rumor. I feel like Ollie, who's got a bit of a feminine appearance, he does not look Korean at all. Like, he's not getting his money worth on these Turkish surgeries.
Yeah,
I don't see a Korean looking dude in the lead. He's got blonde hair. Are there blonde Koreans?
I would think... Like boy band, probably that's a thing.
They just bleach it. Cause I watched that Korean dating show Singles Inferno, and there were no blondes on there. So hopefully Ollie London can, you know,
he kind of
achieve his dream.
He kind of looks like the aunt that shows up for Thanksgiving with her friend.
Yeah. Your aunt's longtime roommate.
I mean, he looks, you know what he looks like? He looks more than a Korean man. He looks like Suze Orma.
A little bit. Yeah. A young, a twink Suze Orman. Hey fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
With Easy Ed Daily and a man Jay Stew and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus conundrums, my brothers, reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS.